Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Corey Capoccia, who's the CEO of Wombly. Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing great, Karen. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thanks for joining me today. So I thought we could talk a little bit about payments data, since that is Wombly's core proposition. So let's start with the basics. What data do you get, and how do you get it?
I'll take just a quick step back on the actual data and just talk about kind of payments data overall. We are, as a San Francisco-based technology company, our mission in life is really to focus on making credit and debit card data really more valuable for everyone in the value chain. So we're talking from merchants all the way on through to cardholders. And, we really took this mission on because our merchants today, we kind of realized they don't really derive a lot of incremental benefit from accepting credit and debit cards. If you think about it, kind of the opposite's true. I'm sure everyone that's listening to us, and Karen, you as well, you've been to a merchant who has had that sign up, that famous cash only sign, or they've said it's an extra fee to actually pay with a credit card versus using cash. And that's really because merchants just view credit card acceptance as an expense to their business versus really a source of kind of rich information about what their business is doing, how their business is actually performing, and also how customers are interacting with their business. And so, from our point of view, merchants really just haven't been able to benefit from the payments data that is really being collected within their business day in and day out. And so because of this, we see them as having kind of very little loyalty to their current merchant account providers. And, as I think everyone in the payments industry has seen, this has resulted in pretty aggressive attrition rates that have, really caused merchants to kind of move freely about from provider to provider just to save, a few dollars on their processing fees. And so what our perspective is we really want to, in our mission in life, is to turn the merchant's perspective around and enable them to unlock the value of every card swipe that happens at their business. So we do that by delivering what we call our Merchant Insights platform, and that really provides merchants with a 360-degree view into their business across revenue, online reputation, and social media performance. So to answer your question very specifically, what we do is we actually pull in the card swipe data from every single transaction that happens at a merchant's business through our payment processing partnerships. And then we enrich that data with other sources that we collect about the merchant. So we'll layer in things like where does that individual business exist across websites like Google and Yelp and TripAdvisor and Foursquare and OpenTable and a host of number of different websites there. And so what that does is that paints a really interesting 360-degree complete view of the merchant's business for them so they can see how their business is actually performing across all these different dimensions. So one key thing to note on the payments data is the way that we've actually deployed this with our partners is that we actually, while we capture every single card swipe that happens at a business, we do this with privacy in mind from both a merchant and a consumer perspective. So all the data that we capture does not include any sort of PANs or anything that would be considered PCI or PII, personally identifiable. And so what that lets us do is still provide the merchant with an incredibly valuable view into their business, really anchored around every card swipe that happens there, but without actually having any risks of sharing any sort of sensitive data, such as the PANs that we were talking about.
Gotcha. So as I was listening to you talk about this, I thought, well, geez, merchants know what customers are buying in their store. So they kind of already have data about purchasing, but what you're doing is enriching it with other things. So what kinds of actions can merchants now take as a result of having the benefit of the Wombly Merchant Insights platform?
Yep, and that's a great question, Karen. And I think one key point to highlight on is that merchants do, at least some merchants do have that visibility into what customers are buying within their stores, but more often than not, we actually find a lot of merchants still operate on dumb terminals, without even a POS terminal to really understand what's going on with their business. So, more or less, whether you or I go into a store and if we pay with cash or credit card, it's still a pretty anonymized experience for merchants in that they don't actually really have a sense of what's buying or who's buying what within their store. There obviously are some merchants that get more visibility if they have a little bit more of a sophisticated system in place. And so I think the the first thing that we solve for is all merchants across the board start to get this visibility, regardless of really whether they have a dumb terminal or a POS device. But we really take it a step further, and what we provide for merchants is the ability to kind of zoom out a little bit and look not only at how consumers are interacting within their four walls, but also, you know, what's happening for their business relative to other similar businesses around them. So what I mean by that is, you know, if you're a nail salon, for example, you can actually compare your performance relative to other nail salons within your geography. So you can look across a number of different dimensions and look at things like, you know, my average ticket, or my customer acquisition rate, or my customer retention rate. And it can really start to understand, you know, am I acquiring customers at the same rate as other nail salons around my neighborhood? Or am I retaining them at, you know, a worse rate than these other businesses that are similar? Or do I have a lower average ticket than another nail salon that's around the corner? And so what these insights do for a business owner is it really helps them start to answer some basic questions about, you know, am I actually pricing, you know, first and foremost, my product or my service at the right level relative to other businesses? Or is there more revenue I can capture by pricing closer to what my peers are doing? Am I, you know, not retaining customers at the same rate as other businesses? And maybe that's because I've done something, you know, wrong, and now it's reflecting on my reputation online. And so we'll layer in that reputation data so that the business owner can really understand, if I'm not retaining customers and I have a, you know, reputation that's degrading over time, well, those are things that I can easily focus on and really fix and use that information to my advantage to really grow and improve my business over time. And so those are just a couple of the real basic insights that business owners today just are kind of at a loss to be able to actually use and make actionable, because this information is available in all kinds of different areas. But at the end of the day, you know, business owners are incredibly busy. They're focused on running their business. They're very heads down. And without an easy way to get a very consolidated, concise, and simple to understand view into what's going on with their business, it's going to be quite challenging for them to actually make any of that information actionable and use that data to their advantage. And so we really excel at that in what we deliver to merchants through our Merchant Insights product, which is a platform that we actually brand through all of our processing partnerships, where they actually will roll this out to their merchants through their brand and really reinforce their relationship with their merchants through every interaction that the merchant has with the platform. And so back to the point I was making earlier, you know, this is really a win-win relationship in an industry that's been, you know, really prone to merchants with very little loyalty. By delivering this product through our processing partnerships, it really reinforces that brand that the processor has with their merchant. And what that does is, you know, reminds the merchant with every positive touch point that that processor is really providing more than just, you know, the pure card acceptance that they've done historically. And they're actually providing a huge value for the business owner to be able to be more informed about how to run their business and actually make better decisions as they run their business as well. And so what that has resulted in and what we've demonstrated is an ability to actually significantly improve retention rates across all of our existing partners, which is a really exciting change within the industry.
Yeah, no, I could see where this this would be a really sticky product. Now, is this technology agnostic? So would this work as well with these integrated tablet solutions as some of the other less sophisticated terminals that may be present in some of these smaller businesses?
It is, and that's a great point to clarify there. So our approach has always been that we can't require a change in merchant behavior to be able to access this information. And so to deliver, you know, this value out to the merchants that our partners serve, what we've done is we've really deployed this in a way that has to be easy for merchants to access. And what I mean by that is it doesn't require them to install any new hardware. They don't have to install any new software. They don't have to change their daily operations to actually benefit from this. As long as they're accepting credit card payments and they have access to a computer or the internet, they can benefit from the Merchant Insights platform that's provided through whoever's providing their merchant processing. So they can access it on the go. They can get their email updates on the fly as they're, you know, commuting to and from work or out of the office. They can see exactly, you know, what consumers are saying about their business online and be protected against any negative, you know, reviews that get posted across those different websites. They can get a digest of how their business did across revenue, reputation, and social media over the past week or the past month. So what it really results in is a more informed business owner who doesn't have to invest nearly as much time in gathering this information to then make these decisions that really help them advance their business forward and ultimately make more money.
So Corey, Wobbly's been around since 2011, but you've recently taken over as CEO. And your background is really interesting, certainly in and out of payments. So my last question is, what about your experience has prepared you to really think about the future of Wobbly? And what's next?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's been a fun experience being in the payments industry for nearly 10 years now. And what my experience has been is getting to kind of cut my teeth on payments pretty early on with my experience at Verify, and that really enabled me to see kind of all facets of payments, really learn when I focus on kind of the different end of the spectrum. We were really focused on high volume card not present merchants, and with Wobbly we're kind of looking at the other end of the spectrum, which are really lower volume card present brick and mortar merchants. And so it's been fun completing that picture of the payment cycle across both sides, and also having experience on the issuing end of the spectrum. And what I think that does is it kind of draws a holistic view of all the different moving players within the payments industry and a pretty concrete understanding of the dynamics that are involved in just all the different stakeholders within the payments value chain. So I think what we took a look at Wobbly very early on was the fact that this really underserved market of merchants existed for just a very strange amount of time, where you have a large number of brick-and-mortar merchants who really represent the majority of spend still within the payment spectrum. And you have this large volume of brick-and-mortar merchants who have been fundamentally underserved by not really deriving any additional value from their payments data, from card acceptance. And so we really rallied around that opportunity to deliver meaningful value out to these merchants by really helping them unlock payments data and help it really work for them. And so I think that's something from my point of view that's been really exciting as we've been able to apply all of our expertise throughout our company in various areas of payments and also technology, and kind of bring those two together to really benefit ultimately the small and medium-sized business owner. And so it's been a very fun time at our company as we continue to sign more and more partnerships, which expands our reach into more and more merchants who are able to then benefit from leveraging payments data and really make it work for them. So from our standpoint, what's to come? We're really excited as we continue to roll out more of our partnerships and roll out the platform to help them reduce attrition within their portfolios, help their actual sales teams, their feet on the street who are actually out there having conversations with merchants, really change that conversation to be more of a value-based conversation as opposed to that traditional, I can save you a few basis points on your processing or a couple dollars a month if you switch over to me. And historically, merchants have gone for that, but our thesis really long-term is that we're flipping that on its head because we're delivering so much value to merchants, and it's all done through the brand of our partners, that it's really reinforcing their relationship and giving them the ability to actually help merchants really understand that the service that they've provided, while it may seem commoditized today, is something that's so critical to their business and is something that is incredibly valuable. And a merchant will now look at a customer that comes in their store, and rather than say, I prefer if you pay with cash because I don't lose 2 to 3% of my top line out the door for that fee, they'll actually change that around and say, I would actually prefer that you pay with credit card because it helps me actually understand more about how my business is doing. And that's a really small fee to actually pay to get such a wealth of information about my business. So we're just thrilled that we've demonstrated such success with our partners today. We're eager to bring additional partners onto the platform and continue to expand the number of merchants that we serve.
Well, Corey, it's been really great to get caught up with you, and I think you make a number of very good points. Certainly, the predominance of retail spend still happens in the brick-and-mortar environment, and quite a bit of that happens in these small and medium-sized enterprises that are, very locally based, and those are the players that are least equipped to really have the sophistication to analyze the kinds of things that are important to keeping their businesses healthy. So congratulations for doing such a great service for a piece of the retail community that really needs it.
Well, we appreciate it, Karen. And everyone's thrilled around here. The company continues to grow. We're expanding daily with new groups of people coming in and joining the team. And it's a really exciting time to be at Wamply, and I'm just thrilled to be a part of the organization here.
Well, Corey, thanks again. We look forward to keeping tabs on where and what you're doing and getting maybe some of the real case studies of some of the ways in which you've been able to transform the merchants that we've just talked about. But we'll save that for another time. Thanks very much for joining me today, Corey.
Hey, thanks. My pleasure. Thanks for having us, Karen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.